Hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to or welcome back to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm Natalie, the host, and I'm just so happy that you're here. Currently, my cat is driving me absolutely bonkers, and she has been since like 6 this morning. So if you hear a little bit of background noise, don't mind that. Someone has turbo toes this morning, and no matter how many toys she has, we quite literally have a Meow Box subscription for her, and she would rather play with the things that are free, like strings from a hoodie. One of her favorite toys actually is an Easter egg from Easter time, and I had to tape it shut, and she just thinks she's a soccer pro, which, love that for her, but sometimes she decides to have her zoomies at the most inconvenient times. Today is Thursday, August 31st. I am so freaking excited that we are on our 6th episode, guys. Thank you so much for being here. If you are new, I'm so happy to have you. I love you already. Today, I am recording a little bit earlier than I typically would for an episode, but that is because we're going to be out of town for the next few days. Tomorrow, we're leaving to go to our friend's wedding, which is in Tennessee on Labor Day. It's like a 13-ish hour drive, so we're going to break it up and actually go to Ohio for the halfway point, see my family for a few days, and then head out for the wedding because my boyfriend is a groomsman, so we do have to be there a little bit early. And yeah, once we're done with the wedding, which I'm super excited for, super excited to see our friends, hopefully see some people from college, that will just be so, so fun, and just excited to watch our friends get married that we love so dearly. And then we're going to break the drive back up again, be in Ohio for a few days, and then be on our way back to New Jersey. And I would rather have an episode prepared and recorded for you guys instead of rushing something and just throwing something together, because I really love this podcast and the community that we're starting to build. So today, the topic is tips for dealing with anxiety. I am someone that I've always kind of known that I get very anxious and nervous when it comes to things, and I kind of just wrapped it up as performance anxiety. I would really get it when I was about to go on stage for something, and then one time during college, I don't know if it was my sophomore or junior year, I'm pretty sure it's my junior year though, I had a presentation and I honestly just felt like I blacked out during it. I had to leave the room and just be like, can I go get some water? And then I came back in and my voice was so shaky, my face was beet red, my hands were quite literally dripping with sweat. It was horrible and I just wanted to blip out from existence. And part of me thinks it's because the topic that I was presenting on was super boring, like crazily boring. It was an MIT class, so like I can't even tell you what it was about, but it was all about like computers and just like technology and things that I didn't really care about, and it was the longest presentation I'd ever done. It was like 15 to 20 minutes, and it was a solo presentation, first thing in the morning, and to top things off, we had actually just gotten pulled over in the sorority parking lot for whatever reason, and the cop was taking so long to write a ticket. We really shouldn't have even been pulled over. It was something that was so stupid, and we were telling the cop, like, sir, I have a presentation to get to. I'm literally in the next building, and Anthony was driving. So, yeah, that already threw me for a little bit of a loop. So from that point on, I don't know if it just kind of trauma bonded me to public speaking, but now whenever I have to public speak or even kind of just talk for more than a minute or two about myself, I feel those nerves and shakiness come back in, and it's something that I really want to break from my life. So that's also part of the reason why I started this podcast, to get myself more comfortable with long form speaking and kind of just being able to ramble without feeling like everyone is staring at me. So these are my tips and tricks for dealing with anxiety, panic attacks. I've started to have a lot more panic attacks recently, and I don't know if that's just because of like lockdown related, when everything kind of just reopened back up in the world with lots of overstimulation. I don't know if that's what does it, but sometimes I'll be out at restaurants and really just feel like I need to get the fuck out of there because I feel like the walls are closing in and it's just like kind of like a derealization moment, if you will. So I have things broken up into three different categories. One are things that are free or you can do at home. So, like, it might not be that easy to do if you're out at a bar or out at a restaurant, but it's free. So, one of those two. The other one, it does cost money, not a lot, but these are things you can go and buy at a store, buy wherever you're out at, buy on Amazon, whatever suits your fancy. And then the last one are just mindset changes or affirmations that I say to myself to help myself out in these situations. Like I said in the last episode, we do live quite literally around the corner from a train station, and I try to not record when the trains are going, but sometimes I'm already in my train of thought, no pun intended, and the horns go off. So bear with me. Thank you. Before I get into the tips and tricks, I did just want to say, I can't believe it's about to be September. I am so excited for fall. I haven't really spent that many fall, like true fall seasons with like the leaves changing and all the things, because basically spending most of my life in Arizona and Florida, it's hot year round. So I am so very excited to be spending fall and doing all the fall things. And I've never really been a pumpkin spice girly, so I need to put my foot in the door with that. And I'm just so excited. Currently, the coffee I'm sipping on is a Grande iced coffee, 5 pumps caramel, no classic, and extra cream. And it slaps. So if you have any coffee recommendations, feel free to let a girl know. So that's my little sidebar. So, some things that I do whenever I feel like I'm very anxious or feel a panic attack coming on, and just to preface, sometimes when you're having a panic attack, it's a little bit too late to do some of these things. So, it's better to just incorporate these in your day to day, maybe when you wake up, in the middle of the day, when you go to bed. So, that's just a little preface. Number one is breath work. There are so many different videos that you can watch, even just the breathing in for 4, holding for 7, exhaling for 4, and there's so many different variations of that. Just doing breath work and really just centering yourself and connecting with your body. Grounding, same exact thing, charging your dogs, putting your toes on grass, being in water, being kind of one with nature. Journaling, which if you don't have a journal, I highly recommend even just getting out a piece of paper, writing out your thoughts first thing in the morning, just doing a big brain dump, even just writing about how you feel. One of the best journals that I've had, and I need to really get it again because it really did help. It was a gratitude journal, and every single day I'd wake up and you write 3 things that you're grateful for. You write the date, and honestly, I should look back at my gratitude journal that I finished a few months ago and just reread it again and just kind of allow myself to step into the headspace that I was in last year. Meditating, if you're into meditation, which that's something that I really need to get into, but a lot of people recommend meditating, they recommend doing yoga. Yoga is an amazing way just for grounding yourself and connecting with yourself and stretching and just releasing. I know that there's a lot of energies that are built up in our body, and if you do certain stretches, it kind of releases that and allows yourself to just kind of have a clean slate with things. Number one thing that I feel like a lot of people either aren't going to like or are at first going to disagree with, being sober. Being sober really curbs that anxiety feeling, and it just allows you to be in the present moment for as honestly as long as you want. You can be sober at any event. I know some people like to refer to alcohol as liquid courage, and in some situations, I won't even lie, I will sip on a drink just to feel like I'm more involved and included in the group. But there are other times where if I'm sober and I have full control over everything, it does allow me to curb those nervous or anxious thoughts. But there are other times where drinking does help, and I won't even sit here in front and say that it doesn't. But if this is something that you are struggling with and you are constantly being in an intoxicated state, I definitely recommend giving some time to be sober and see if that helps with things. Water. We all know how important water is, so drinking water, if you're out at a bar, at a restaurant, even just out on a walk and you feel this anxiety or nervous thoughts or feelings, if you drink water, it can really help you because sometimes when I'm feeling anxious or nervous or having these feelings, part of me is just dehydrated or I'm just not replenishing myself and giving my body the things that it needs and the fuel that it needs. And let me tell you, the one thing that so many people are lacking in their day to day is their water intake. Exercise, going on a walk, being outside, just moving your body, getting that movement. Like I said, the yoga, even just meditating, it involves moving your body, going on a walk, being outside, going to the gym, however you want to perceive and just kind of live out having exercise in your life, whether if it's once a day, twice a day, three times a week, whatever works best for you, even just getting your foot in the door with it and increasing the amount that you're exercising. It really does release these endorphins and gives you this somewhat of a high. You know, people say runner's high, or even just having a high after working out. Maybe you don't enjoy it in the moment, but after a workout, more times than not, you're going to feel better and feel so much more just full of life and just happy that you went and proud of yourself that you went. Now going on to the things that you can buy and just kind of keep on you if you are feeling some of these anxious thoughts or just obsessive thoughts or panic attacks on the rise. Sour candy. This is something that I just learned, I would say a few months ago, that sour candy really helps if you feel a panic attack coming on. I honestly forget the science behind it, so you can feel free to look it up. But I know it, from what I can recall, it shocks your system in a way and it kind of disrupts those nervous and anxious thoughts. Having a cool compress. You might not typically be in the situation to just walk around with an ice pack on you, or even taking a cold shower, or like I mentioned, I believe in the last episode, I have this headache pack that I put in the freezer, and whenever it's, first of all, great for hangovers, amazing for headaches, but if you're feeling anxious, that is so amazing. And I know it's not always ideal, but even if you're able to go into the bathroom and get a paper towel wet, even some toilet paper wet, put it on the back of your neck, put it on your chest. I believe that's called your vagus nerve. I could be so wrong, but something about your chest area getting that cold, like I'll use an ice roller in the morning or if I'm feeling anxious, and it really does help. Also, getting an ice cube, putting an ice cube and rubbing it on the back of your neck, holding it in your hand, rubbing on your wrist and your ankles. Cold compress is just really good for bringing you back to the present moment. Peppermint oil. If you know me, I keep that thing on me. I keep peppermint oil on me. It is just so amazing. Just something about the peppermint. I know it's one of the essential oils. It really is just so good. I love to rub it on my temples, on the back of my neck. It's great for headaches as well. But if I feel like I'm having a panic attack or just feeling really overstimulated, sometimes I will be, even just when I'm at my salon, sometimes getting my hair done, the lights in there kind of do like affect me. And I don't know really what it is, but maybe it's because it's just like a smaller building, but something about it. And then I'll rub the peppermint oil on my ankles, on my wrists, and I just feel a lot better. Like I'm no longer zoning out and I'm back in the present moment. Also, another amazing thing is having a Vicks or a Boom Boom stick. These are nasal inhalers and you just quite literally put it up your nose and breathe in. And they are so amazing. I use them all the time at festivals if I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, anxious. Honestly, if I just feel like I need to breathe, it just opens up that airway and allows you to breathe, honestly. They are essential. I always have peppermint oil and a Vicks or Boom Boom nasal inhaler in my bag at all times. I even have it on my nightstand. Sunglasses. This might not be ideal all the time, but if you can throw on a pair of sunglasses, for me, it helps eliminate my eyes going back and forth to the left and right and just picking up on every single thing that's going on around me, and allows me to focus in on less things, if you will. Another one is CBD and even magnesium supplements. There are so many different ways that you can get CBD. I just really recommend it. It's something that I use in my day-to-day. It helps just calm the thoughts, quiet the thoughts. It helps with sleep. Same with magnesium. It kind of just helps you to just curb all of those unwanted feelings. Two more free things, which I can't believe I didn't mention earlier, but they just came to the top of my head. Number one is telling the people around you. Tell a trusted person. If you're out with your friends or even out with your family, or there has to be one person that you can trust with and tell this information to, that you struggle with anxiety, or hey, like if you just are honest with it up front, hey, I'm a little anxious or nervous right now. I remember in interviews that I had in college or even just group settings, when I would walk into it, I would tell the person like, hey, I'm just feeling a little nervous right now. So I just want to preface that up front. It shows that you're human, because we are only human. And it honestly kind of breaks down that layer. Like I've also said this in presentations before, like, okay guys, like just so you know, I'm a little nervous, but we're going to power through this. It offers a level of humility and it allows people to just kind of connect with you a little bit and just understand that you're a little nervous and that's okay. We are only human. I have watched so many countless videos on TikTok on how to help with panic attacks and anxiety. And one thing that I found, which it's kind of silly, but if you name the anxiety, like you feel your panic attack coming on and you give it a name, it allows you to kind of categorize it and remove it from a part of yourself and just be like, oh, so-and-so is here. And they're just going to run their course and they're going to leave. Self-help books. I don't know if everyone is into self-help books. Sometimes self-help books can piss me off and annoy me. But other times I love reading self-help books and just understanding that you are not the only one struggling with this. There are so many people that struggle with this, whether you know it or not. Not everyone is upfront about their anxiety because there is such a stigma around mental health, but it is becoming more and more acceptable to talk about it nowadays, especially with our generation kind of just breaking the mold for a lot of things. And the last category, two big things that I remind myself and kind of just self-affirmations are, you've survived 100% of your worst days. I can think of so many days where I had panic attacks, horrible anxiety, where it just ran my day, and I survived it, and I came out on top, and now I don't feel like that it's super crippling to me anymore, which is something that I never thought I would ever say. And the other thing is, no amount of anxiety is going to change the outcome. So that means, no matter how much you are thinking about it and overthinking and running yourself into circles about it, losing sleep over it, the outcome is going to be whatever it's going to be. If you believe in God, a higher power, just the universe, that whoever's in charge in your mind already has it figured out. They already know what's going to happen. No amount of anxiety is going to change that. Now you can just show up and be your best. You can do that. But no matter what, it's going to be the outcome that it's going to be. If you're nervous about a game, if you're nervous about a test, if you're nervous about an interview, the outcome is already set. Now, I know people like to say the butterfly effect and that if one thing happens, it changes the course of the entirety of your life. But I believe that if you show up as your best, still no matter what, if you're meant to get the job, if you're meant to pass the test, if you're meant to win the game, if you're meant to win first place, if you're meant to lose, if you're meant to fail, if you're meant to get rejected, no matter what, that's going to happen. So might as well just try your best and show up and just be present in the moment. Don't put too much thought and emphasis on, oh, if I keep thinking about this and, oh, if this happens and this. It's going to happen regardless. So just show up, be yourself, be present, and whatever happens is going to happen and you're going to survive it. When I was younger, I would always say, oh, I have anxiety, but I didn't struggle with it in the way that I do now. I don't know if that's just because I have a lot more to worry about, because the world is kind of just a shittier place than it was before, if it's hormones, if it's just, you know, female related, or if anything is, who knows, maybe something's off in my blood work. I have no idea. But this is something that now in my mid-20s, I am struggling with a lot more than before. I don't know if that's just because I've moved out, I'm out of college, things are a little bit more uncertain than when I was in school, because when I was in school, I was constantly looking forward to an end goal, like that graduation day, and then getting that job, and now it's like, well, now what? You know that meme of Nemo and all of the fishes in the little bags, and they're like, well, now what, when you finish the end of your favorite series? That's kind of how I felt after graduating college and getting a job and being post-grad and being in my job for about 2 years. I'm like, well, now what? What's the big end goal now? You know what I mean? Like, there are things in my personal life, but when I think about career-wise and what am I working towards, that can kind of send me into a little bit of a spiral. And I know I'm not alone in that. So I just want you to know, first of all, you are not alone when it comes to anxiety and just overthinking and intrusive thoughts. You are definitely not alone. I would say if you don't struggle with this, you are very lucky, and you are not of the masses when it comes to that. Mental health is nothing to be ashamed about. It's nothing to get down on yourself about. I love opening up conversations and just discussions about anxiety, panic attacks, mental health. This is a safe space for you no matter what you're going through. My DMs are always open on social media. I am always here for you, and that's why I started this podcast, so I can help myself get out of things that I'm struggling with and just get back up and be the person, be the best me that I can be. And I know that by putting out this content, no matter how many people listen to it, if it's one person, if it's 10, if it's 500, if it's a million, no matter how many people listen to it, this podcast is helping me become the best version of myself. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to show up as myself and for still listening and for being here. I know we're only on episode 6, but I have so many hopes and dreams and goals for this podcast. I just want to thank you so much for believing in me and being here for the ride. If you guys want to do a part 2 on the episode for tips for dealing with anxiety, I do know that there are other things I could talk about. I just kind of like keeping the podcast episodes short and sweet. You can let me know if you would like these episodes to be a little bit longer. I can definitely do that. I am also looking forward to having just story time submissions and just other topics. I know we've been talking about, in my opinion, kind of just topics that have been weighing on my heart and a little bit more serious topics. Not super serious, but just things that are, in my opinion, very meaningful. But I would love to have lighthearted topics, just funny things, story time submissions, even Q&As and advice columns and just fun episodes. But I want you guys to know that you can always come to me for anything. I'm going to be here to share my opinion and shed light on things and just take away the stigma around things that people think you shouldn't talk about, because it's 2023, people. It's almost 2024. That sounds crazy to me, honestly. I can't believe that whenever I have future children, they're going to be, what, their graduation year is going to be like 2060. That sounds terrifying. Absolutely mortifying, because I know my nephew is 3, so what? I can't even do that math off the top of my head. But when he graduates college, that's going to be a long ways away. Like, at least, what, 18 years away? I was 21, 22 when I graduated. That's crazy. I'm 24 now. I don't even want to do the math of how old I'm going to be when he graduates college, because, you know what, I'd rather live in delusion, live in Delulu. May your Delulu come true, Lulu, as they say. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here again. I'm so excited for the week coming up. I can't wait to just celebrate my friends getting married, see my family, and like I said, I'm so excited for fall. I hope you all have something fun and exciting coming up as well too, even if it's just a relaxed day where you can take time for yourself. Remember what I said about self-care isn't selfish? Make sure you have something to do for yourself, even if it's just 5 minutes in a day for some relaxed time. Even if you just take a 3 minute longer bathroom break at work just to sit with yourself and be like, yo, we got this. I'm here for you. I know shit's going on outside. I know it's crazy out there, but hey, you, me, we got this. I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. Don't forget to answer the question at the end of this video. It'll either be a question or a poll. Haven't quite decided yet. If you're feeling generous, please give this a rating and review. I love to hear from you guys. If you want to connect on my socials, my Instagram is NatalieXPalik. The podcast Instagram is It's Naptime Podcast. And my TikTok is NataliePP012. Don't forget, there's also a Google form in the episode description details. If you want to submit any questions, story time requests, advice columns, just anything, and keep an eye out for the Instagram, because I'm always posting things on there, like just trying to get a feel for what you guys are wanting with this podcast. Like I said, I am working on getting this available on Apple Podcasts, I promise. I will have that done sometime soon, and I think that's it for today. So let me know if you guys want a part 2 on this. I can definitely do that for you all. And I'm happy to report that it is not a gloomy day here in New Jersey. The sun is shining. Mr. Golden Sun is out to play. And we love that. So go step outside. Go charge your dogs. Go step in some grass. Go touch a tree. Go get some sun on you, because that is also amazing too. I didn't talk about the sun aspect, but that goes hand in hand with going outside and going for a walk, because assuming the sun is out, drink some water, take your vitamins, treat yourself right today, and I will talk to you next time. Bye!